peace and some sort of reconciliation with the quote-unquote moderate Taliban. Do you think, I mean, in light of what the CIA is doing, in light of what the administration is saying, do you think that there's any good faith in that approach?
No, there's no good faith in that. I mean, you go back a couple thousand years to what Tacitus, the Roman historian, chronicles about one of the Scottish chieftains. They make a desolation or a desert, and they declare it peace. And that is much in the same way that the American military and American government has been. We have had this notion of strength, of peace through strength or peace through violence. I mean, you can, again, go back and look at North Korea, what we did to the North Koreans, burning down almost all of North Korea, what we did to the Vietnamese or the Laotians or the Cambodians, where we dropped more bombs on them than we did on Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan, just destroying not just the people, but the infrastructure and the environment. And all along, we were saying we seek peace. And we have said this over and over again throughout the Middle East, this notion that we seek peace. But in Afghanistan, as we talked about seeking peace with the Afghans or with the Taliban, the remarks from the American government was always, but in order for us to get into negotiations, they must lay down their weapons and accept the Constitution. Basically they were saying, we've always said, in order for us to come to peace with our enemies, they have to surrender.
I've been speaking with Matthew Ho, a senior fellow with the Center for International Policy, has served with the U.S. Marines and the State Department in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, Oregon, I'm Sam Bowman.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael and Sam Bowman. The producer is Kyle Qureshi. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelizelis Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or you can also find us on Facebook or on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with guest host Carrie Waters and a look at the demise of Columbus Day and the rise of Indigenous Peoples Day. At 9, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell welcomes back Rolling Stone journalist Matt Taibbi and his new book, I Can't Breathe, A Killing on Bay Street. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, author Elizabeth Fournier discusses her new book, The Green Reaper, Memoirs of an Eco-Mortician. And at 11:30, Black Book Talk speaks to author William Hayashi and his sci-fi trilogy Dark Side, which tells the story of a group of African-American scientists who beat Neil Armstrong to the moon. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. For this week's News from the Boo, we'll be airing last week's broadcast of Co-Station co-manager Delphine Crescenzo interviewing web media coordinator Jenka Soderberg. The on-site IT contractor position of the tech operating team is open, which involves servers and equipment maintenance. This includes the Active Directory server that plays a role in KBOO's archiving project.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Mainly the last year has been the archiving project. We had an archivist here who was really wonderful last year in helping us get our archives organized and put together an archiving server. So we have a specific server that's just for this 50 years of audio that we have that is sometimes cracking and falling apart in the reels that it's stored in the back room. And so the project is digitizing and cataloging all of that. I do want to give credit where credit is due. We had a volunteer for many years who did a lot of great work. And Bruce Silverman, if you are listening, I really appreciate the cataloging that he did. It was in an Excel spreadsheet. And so we had an Excel spreadsheet that really wasn't sufficient to the needs that we have and to the complexity of the archives that we have in place. And so we moved that to a resource space server and are now able to move forward with that archiving project in a much more robust way. And I really appreciate our archivist for helping get us in that direction and our IT team for putting together this server rack and for the networking infrastructure that we have in place now.
Right. And I want to, thank Selena Chow for sure for all of that. But because the desire is to be able to share all of this, you know, so that's also like where building the infrastructure becomes really exciting for all of us because all of us are also going to be able to access all of those archives. And next year will be a huge focus of that. Starting to share those.
Right. It's our 50th anniversary.
Yes.
If people haven't heard, we were, the station began in 1968. Before most of us who are now at the station, now staff at the station, were born. And we are continuing that effort to keep KBOO going. And the 50th anniversary is going to be a huge event. And we've got a lot of archive material that we're going through to present KBOO's 50 years here in Portland. So that's a very exciting project, and we've got a lot of technical support that goes along with that as well.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the actual job. So this is, you will be a contractor. So this person will be a contractor. So would you talk a little bit about the duties that this person will cover, how many hours are anticipated a month this mm-hmm. person will be present on site?
Yeah. And if people are interested, this is KBOO's IT in-station contractor. So it's like basically IT tech support here in the station. And the person who is doing this job, it's a contract. And so we expect somebody to work about 5 to 6 hours a week, 25 hours a month, at about a rate of $30 an hour. Now, if you are somebody who can get the work done in less hours, that is would change that hourly rate. So what we expect is somebody who can oversee the volunteer team that's maintaining our local area network. And we have approximately 35 workstations in the station. And then we've got firewall. You're going to do IP monitoring, trying to ensure security on our systems and updates with our Active Directory, RAID array, and virtual servers. As well as backups, making sure that our on-site and cloud backups are working. And making sure that you're providing help desk support for staff and volunteers here at the station, and planning future IT upgrades, software licensing, and making sure that our equipment stays up to date.
Right. And so what would be the qualifications that someone we want to have, both as it relates to the actual job and also as it relates to working here in this KBOO environment?
Right. We're hoping that we can have someone who has experience in Windows Server maintenance and updates. Much as we'd like to be on a Linux network, we are on a Windows network. And we have Active Directory, virtual servers, so you should have experience with those. And then creating and restoring backups of Windows virtual servers, networking, firewalls, internal, external network security, hardware installation. And then as far as working at KBOO, we work with volunteers. So you'll be interacting with volunteers that will be doing some of the Windows updates, some of the software installations. And we have a cooperative, progressive organization here, multicultural and very diverse organization. You need to be able to work in a environment that is pretty hectic. And we've got 24 hours a day of broadcasting, 500 volunteers, and it's a pretty stimulating environment here.
It is. It really is. And hopefully also you're into radio or into the kind of content that we broadcast. But that's not a requirement.
Right. Yeah. If you do have experience in broadcast, whether it's video or radio, that is an added bonus. And especially if you understand about audio compression and the storage of audio, it's something that is somewhat of a specialized skill, but more and more people are getting into that. So that's an important part because that's most of our audio storage. Most of our storage is audio files.
Mm-hmm. And so you said a part of the job would be to help also with the planning for future IT needs. Can you talk a little bit about that? What do you see as of right now are some of our needs? Where could the department go? What are some of the things that maybe this person could help the department grow in certain directions?
Yeah, well, the big thing that we're working on and we have in our strategic plan for the next year or two is the second stream, where we're trying to turn our over 100 podcasts that we have of people who are producing content that's online only to a second stream of webcasts that will be available on our website and have a studio that is available for people to do live shows, even call-in shows that are broadcast on the web and potentially in other places as well. But to have that infrastructure for the second stream is going to be a big step. And then making sure that our server is being upgraded and the space constraints that we run into as we continue to grow are dealt with, and that you're looking forward and making sure that we have enough space on servers and enough backup space to be able to continue to increase our audio archives that we have and making them available to our wider audience. So part of the coming projects that we have planned for the 50th anniversary is to start to make our archives more available on the web and online for people to access this 50 years of incredible content that we've got, and the historical archives of KBOO, to make them into a searchable online database that people can get the audio on demand.
Yeah, that would be great. And so, Jacob, if someone is interested in sending a proposal, what would be the process?
Well, you can look on our website. I've got all the information. If you go on kboo.fm/hiring, then you can see the positions we have open. And this is the KBOO IT in-station contractor. The terms are $750 a month. That's an average, depending on the hours worked. Our preferred hourly rate is $30 or less. So that would equal out to about 25 hours a month. And you can also email me directly. My email is web@kboo.fm, and you can find that on the website as well, where you can get the RFP, the request for proposals for this contractor, if you go to kboo.fm/hiring.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jenka, for joining us and letting us know about this opportunity, and we look forward to receiving everybody's proposals, and please share the word, spread the word.
Yeah, and we're hoping to get a wide array of people who are interested in this position and going outside of kind of the normal tech world and into people who are really interested in social justice and in KBOO's values. And if that is a fit for you, then if you've got some technical skills, give us a call or check our website. I didn't mention our phone number. You can call for more information as well. It's 503-231-8032. And my extension is 201. And again, my name is Jenka, for people who may have missed that. And you can connect with me for any questions that you have about this contractor position we have.
Great. web@kboo.fm.
Oh, and the proposals are due by November 15th.
Yes, absolutely. By November 15th. So a few more weeks. Thank you so much, Jenka, again, for joining us.
Thank you, Del.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to News from the Boo today. It is October 25th, and I want to let you know that Mr. David Barsamian is on his way to Portland. He will be here Sunday, November 12th. And we are hosting him at the Clinton Street Theater at 7 p.m. For an event, Resistance in the Age of Trump. Journalist, author, activist David Barsamian radically alters the media landscape when he invented alternative radio nearly 30 years ago. You love alternative radio. You listen to it on KBOO. Here is your chance, your opportunity to come meet and listen to David Barsamian in person on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, and all proceeds will go to support KBOO, your community radio station. Barsamian will be speaking about the broad and growing coalition in opposition to the Trump administration. Environmentalist, women's group, pro-diplomacy, policy organization, ecumenical and interfaith religious group, immigrant rights organization, civil rights organization, LGBTQ communities, progressive Democrats, concerned Republicans. He'll be reflecting on the core issues at stake today and why are so many people from such a range of identities and perspectives challenging the administration. Again, here is your opportunity to meet David Barsamian from Alternative Radio on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, and proceeds go to KBOO. Thanks again for tuning in to News from the Boo today. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and please, if you are an IT person, submit a proposal and contact Jenka at web@kboo.fm. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and next is going to be the Youth Collective with The Underground, so stay tuned.
The time is now 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and this is Kitchen Table Conversations. We'll be right back.